Hi, this is Steve Perry from Journey, and I'd like to invite each and every one of you to come listen to our studio jam, which will be aired here on this station.
Talking with Stephen Perry from Journey, I first wanted to ask you about, obviously, your effect on the band has been substantial. The band was a vocal band before that within the rock and roll realm, but you've added another dimension to that. And I think that's certainly to your credit. You know, you write, you... What about when you joined the band? How did that come about?
Well, I was in Los Angeles in a group called the Alien Project. It was about to be signed to Columbia Records. And one of the members got fatally injured in a 4th of July car accident. So that stopped our whole band, you know, really bad. We tried to replace the member, but it didn't seem to work out.
For time reference and frame, what
this
was
about
it?
A year, and it will be 2 years this 4th of July coming up that this happened. So I truly had felt that I was ready to sort of just bail. I started to think about that seriously, and for 1 week I thought about it, and it really didn't hold very strong, though. I started slipping back into positive things about myself that I knew that were worth continuing upon, you know, and I knew that I was good at what I was doing, so I could just, if I could just stick with it, I thought I, you know, could pull it through.
How did you get attached to the guys with Journey?
Well, what happened was, about that time, Columbia Records called me up, Don Ellis called me and said, listen, I really think you ought to give Herbie Herbert a call, which is Journey's manager, because CBS really loves the band, and they've heard your tape, and they really like what you've done. And they think that, you know, you could add some vocal virtuosity to their already existing instrumental virtuosity, which is obvious. So I called them, and about 2 days later, I took off and met the band in Salt Lake City, where they were finishing up about 2 weeks of the Emerson, Lake & Palmer tour at that time. This is almost 2 years ago. And I wrote Something to Hide Impatiently with Neil in Denver immediately, quick, you know, just real simple. So we could obviously write, we knew that right away, just things were flowing out of us. And came back to San Francisco and wrote Feeling That Way. Greg and I wrote that one. And so things were just clicking, you know, the click started happening. The next thing I knew, I was involved in recording and singing and working on Infinity.
It obviously was a great marriage because, as I said before, you've added just another dimension to the band already.
Uh-huh.
And the style of Journey is so unique unto itself to begin with. There's nobody that does anything like you guys do.
I agree. I really appreciate you saying that because I really feel that. In a world where everybody seems to be taking a piece from so-and-so and another musical piece from here, a piece from there, and making what they call as a new band, when you listen to that band, you can hear where all those musical pieces are coming from. In a day and age where that's happening, I really believe that we are truly unique and different, and we aren't pulling pieces from anybody.
I mean, we, you know, anybody that is in the music business takes things from their heritage from the past,
yeah.
But that's just paying your dues and learning the craft in the first place.
I mean, I'm not to say that I don't have my past influences. I really do.
Oh, everybody does.
You know, and I'm sure that they start to show up stronger in other songs, but our influences go way, way, way back. And most groups these days, their influences are about a week ago, last Tuesday. You know, but there are exceptions to the rule. There are some incredible groups out right now.
I have to ask you, what happened with Ainsley? Why?
That's a good question. Well, we did that Infinity tour last year, which took us about 8 months of constant touring. It really was an excruciating tour. Musically, the band is starting to change. And there were personality conflicts. I will air that, you know, which I don't think has been aired that much, ever. It seemed to be there was a great nucleus between Ross, myself, Neil, and Greg. We'd always hang out and have fun, you know. He wouldn't hang out. It seemed like he was a little bit above all that. So now Steve Smith, enter him. He is just what the doctor ordered, because on the Infinity tour he was with Ronnie Montrose, and he was opening the shows, and every night we would just, you know, love to watch him play, and then every night we would just sort of hang out. But we got to know Steve on a real hangout friendship level, because we never really thought of asking him. We weren't even thinking of getting a new drummer, so we met Steve on a friendship level, so we became buds first, you know. That was a good premise to join the band with another fellow. All of a sudden you realize this guy you kind of like to start with, the element that you felt, you know, felt was missing in the other one, that personal hangout vibe, you know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you find that in this guy, plus he plays his hmms off when he plays drums, you know.
It's obvious just from listening to the performance that he's not only aware of the old material, the new material, but he's, you know, he's moving with the band. He filled himself right in.
That's exactly what I was saying. You see, there's a movement there that we have to always keep going at. The very nature of the group Journey is a movement concept.
Just with the name itself.
The name itself is travel. And so we want to keep all the things we've done and hold what we're doing and go for more. And that's what we wanted to do. And Steve really is right there.
Your vocal performances, and I want to get back to this for a second, because Journey is, like you said, such an instrumental virtuoso band. And yet, with you and with Greg and the vocals and everything else, you go into the studio, you guys write material, and they are harmonies and, you know, more harmonies. And then, obviously, that has to be thought out for the live performance, too, because it comes across so well live, too. So you obviously plan for that ahead of time, right?
What we do is when we're rehearsing the tunes, especially on Evolution, the idea was to basically not overstep yourself. It's very easy in the studio to look at a nice multi-track machine and dream up these wonderful things. I mean, we could get into angelic vocals that would be impossible live. But we tried to keep it basically to what we were and enhance what that was, you know, just by maybe doubling it a couple of times. But that's basically it, you know. We don't want to overstep ourselves.
Well, I don't think you do at all. I think the live sound that you get really is, and the interesting part is you change the vocals a little bit for the live sound.
Yeah, well, live.
But, you have to change that a little bit just to keep your own interest.
You can't sing
the same thing every night and
right.
every night.
And there's a good chance that after you sing it every night that if you had to record it over, you might have done it different.
Exactly.
Because that, you know, you recorded it 6 months ago and it's done and it's finished and that's the way you felt at that time. So live, you're still singing the same song, but the interpretation has a tendency to move. Which is, I can tell you, the journey thing, the travel, the move. See, the band's evolving all the time, and it evolves sometimes in slight ways, it evolves in drastic ways, but you can tell that it's always churning and moving, and as long as that keeps happening, then we're always going to be holding.
I think you guys are definitely on the move, you know, with a future that's, you know, unbounded by a lot, almost anything. You know, you can go anywhere and do anything at this point. I really think that. Okay, Stephen, thank you. I appreciate it. And we'll be seeing you again very shortly.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to say, Chicago, we love you very much. And we can't wait to come back and play for you because you make us feel real good.
All right. Stephen Perry from Journey, thank you very much for Studio Jam. This is Mitch Michaels.